use Mac. Speed up your new MacBook Pro at your own risk. Watch out for fake iPods, and new beverages such as beer will stay cold longer, but will come at a price. This and more on today's edition of All Things Mac. Today is Saturday, April 22nd, 2006. This is Jason Katz with The In. Some avid computer users have found that the new MacBook Pro's graphic cards have been underclocked to save battery life. Underclocking is the modification of a system's potential to prevent heat and/or battery issues. These avid computer users have discovered that you can use Bootcamp to boot into Windows and use a third-party application called ATI Tool and improve graphic performance at the expense of battery life and louder fans to dissipate heat. Modifying your graphics performance is a little dangerous because you kinda don't want your computer to overheat, so you do so at your own risk. Good products sometimes lead to knockoffs. Apple Computer has found that there are some counterfeit iPods being sold at various places, particularly the Nano and the Shuffle. So how do you tell if your new iPod you're buying is fake or not? If the Nano you're buying doesn't have a standard USB cable or dock connector, it's a hoax. And if the Shuffle you're looking into doesn't have three options to choose from on the back of it, on, off, and shuffle, and there's no status indicator light, you're getting ripped off. Miller is said to be releasing beer cans that self-cool next year. This new technology created by TempraTech has new cans that can self-cool to around 30 degrees Fahrenheit in just 3 minutes. The way it does this is through using vacuums and highly insulated containers. The cans are said to be in its final development stages, it's environmentally friendly, and around 100% safe. Miller, the brewing company, is said to be using this technology as soon as next year. The reason I tell you this? This is the wave of the future. Eventually, you'll have self-heated bowls so you can eat your chicken cutlet parmesan soup on the go. Now, here is the All Things Mac Lightning Round, a series of short news stories and tips that didn't make the cut. This is something I'm going to try to implement into more shows. I'll give myself 30 seconds to transmit as much news as possible. I'll post the information that I say on my site at allthingsmac.podomatic.com. Check there if you want to learn more about anything I say. And here we go. As today is Earth Day, Apple announced yesterday that it will recycle your old Macs for free when you buy a new one. The Motorola Razr 2 is supposed to be even smaller and feature a better camera. It's supposed to ship around 2007. Steve Jobs has supposedly secured iTunes 99 cents of songs, pricing during talks with record companies. You can store your data online and access it free at www.streamload.com. It's a good place to back up your data before your computer crashes. If you installed a faulty program like on Windows, you can boot into safe mode by holding down the Shift key when you start up your Mac. Instead of using Bootcamp, you can use Parallels, another product, to get Windows on your Mac. And that concludes today's edition of All Things Mac. The reason I haven't had any podcasts this week was that my computer was down. I brought it into the Apple Store last Thursday because there were faulty capacitors, and I just got it back Friday night. At least it didn't cost me anything, and it prevented the potential loss of information when the capacitors would break. I've had multiple emails asking what I say at the start of the show. I say, this is Jason Katz with The In. You know, like the inside scoop kind of thing. You can email me at allthingsmacintosh@gmail.com. I also just posted a new banner I made on my website, allthingsmac.podomatic.com. If you want your banner there, or if you want me to make a banner for you, I can do so at a relatively cheap price. Email me if you're interested. When you get the time, I ask you to please vote for me on Podcast Alley. Thanks for listening. Jason Katz, out.